Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio and the Sneaky Mom Show. I'm really excited. I love Wednesdays, and it's the first Wednesday of the month, and it's Halloween. It's the Halloween theme. I feel like we should have music going, some eerie, spooky music going on behind us, because Kaz is here today. We're going to be talking about creating Halloween costumes. And I mean, I can't say this to Kaz because obviously this is why she's doing her show on Halloween costumes. But I loved making Halloween costumes when my kids were growing up. So many of my friends were so intimidated at the thought, you know. So that's why I'm so excited that you're doing this show today, Kaz, because I think that you will waylay a lot of mom's fears. That it's, oh, it's too hard and I don't know how to. So, exactly. You know, so let's get right down to it. So, we are here with the fabulous Kaz Winters talking costumes.
All right. Well, Halloween is a time to imagine. I mean, just think about that. For kids, a big part of using their imagination includes dressing up and pretending to be someone or even something other than who they are. And it's fun. Now, the current routine for kids for costumes seems to be shopping at a costume or department store and choosing a TV, movie, or superhero costume. And that can be great fun, and it can also result in them being identical to other children in their class or group of friends. And for some kids, that's fun, too. But our kids always thought they had a great situation because we created our own costumes that began by imagining. And we had everything. 1 year, my daughter was a strawberry. My son has been a mad scientist. We have done everything under the sun. But the time spent being artistic and having a good time together is an awesome way to make memories. And it also increases the child's sense of self-confidence. That I can do that feeling is priceless. And do-it-yourself costumes might even be free. And the interaction between parent and child is likely to be priceless and ever so special, too. Now, we started, I mean, sometimes you make costumes from household stuff. And, you know, I'm sure most people have tried a ghost costume out of an old sheet. And if you're going to do that, make sure that the holes for the eyes provide good visibility and that the sheet is cut short enough to avoid tripping or falling. Now, a better way even to do that is to make it two-piece where a white pillowcase is used for the head covering, and then the hole is cut in the sheet itself, and that just goes over the child's head. So that's better visibility and much safer. And you can also create more spirited ghosts with just taking random sweeps of spray paint in bright or fluorescent colors across the sheet or tie-dyeing it. And you could also, for a more ghoulish appearance, you could tear that sheet into strips of different widths so that they kind of swirl around a little. Or you could wrap strips around the child's head or even create a mummy. We did that with toilet paper once with a group of Girl Scouts when we were taking a first aid class. You could add a bit of grease paint for a scary face. Another thing that's really easy to do is just to use adult clothing for costumes. Mom's dress can be the start for a princess or a dancer. You can add a crown or a cone-shaped hat made with poster board and sheer fabric. Add scarves, ribbons, dress gloves, or jewelry. We even had fun with an old lady costume. We adapted a grandma-style dress with safety pins to make it fit a child. Added a shawl and a big purse, which actually doubled as a trick-or-treat bag. And then you have a very cute granny. And we added a string of fake pearls to make it just really special. And years later, it's still a favorite of ours. Now, there's the ever-present hobo that combines worn-out work clothes with a few scrap fabric patches, perhaps. You can pull the pockets inside out to show that they're empty. Peel a work handkerchief with stuffing and tie it to the end of the stick if you want. And you can use eyebrow pencil for a beard and mustache. And an old beat-up hat makes the perfect topper. Another thing you can do is to use the child's own clothing for a costume. Kids' pajamas come in many designs, and the ones that look like animals, superheroes, or sports characters can also double as costumes for small children. Older kids might consider it silly fun just to wear their jammies in a robe or slippers. girls could get a giggle out of wearing a green cosmetic facial mask or carrying a teddy bear. You can use sports uniforms that belong to the child, to a friend, or to a sibling. It can be baseball, football, soccer, hockey, whatever, basketball, etc. Use a costume from a dance class or perhaps a cheerleader outfit if one is available. Or you could go Western and use everyday clothing. Jeans and a plaid shirt. You could add a cowboy hat and boots. And maybe even make chaps from a brown paper bag by cutting off the bottom of the bag, cutting the bag in half vertically, and just cutting from to make it look like fringe edges on it, and safety pin them to the child's jeans. You can include other items like a sheriff's badge, a stick horse, or a holster set. And once again, you could make an eyebrows, pencil, mustache, or something for the final touch. Then there's the basic tent costume. And this is a T-shape thing that can be made out of whatever fabric you may have that you want to use, depending on what the character is. And the vertical length is determined by the child's height from shoes to shoulder. And you use a piece of fabric that is twice that measurement and folded in half with the fold at the top. And the width is determined by the arm span of the child from wrist to wrist. And then you make the depth of the top of the T deep enough for the arms to fit through and move easily. Or you can cut away that fabric to make the T shape. Or you can just gather it with a cord or a tie or a ribbon or something around it at the waist. And choose fabric that does not unravel, and then you don't even have to sew anything. You can cut a circle in the center of the fold for the child's head and neck to fit through. And here are some of the costumes you can make with that. You can make an angel or a princess using white or pastel tent costume, cutting wings from cardboard and cover them with aluminum foil or fabric, and just use safety pins or maybe elastic to attach the wings to the costume. You can use a gold cord or tinsel around the waist to tie it, and you can make the tie long enough that the pieces hang down. A piece of tinsel tied into a circle or a circle of glitter wire makes a nice halo, and just use hairpins or clips or something to hold it in place. Optional decorations include ribbons attached to the waist or shoulders, gold glitter or gold star stickers. And if you're making a costume for a fairy princess, you can add a fairy wand and a crown of some sort. Ribbons should be included. You could also make a witch or a wizard. If you make the tent costume out of black, green, purple, or blue fabric or something else, and then you can make up a necklace of rubber worms and bugs by just running a needle and thread through them. We've done that, and it's pretty silly. Get a wig or a black pointy hat and use grease paint or a mask for the face. And then there are things like leotards, sweatshirts, and tights, sweatpants, things like that. And these can be used for a variety of costumes by adding extras for specific characters. They can also be helpful for keeping a child warm while they are trick-or-treating. And one of them would be a ballerina. You could use a leotard and tights. A simple tutu can be made by just gathering a width of nylon net to create a skirt that fits around the child's waist. And you can hand or machine sew a wide ribbon to the gathered edge to make a waistband, and make the ribbon long enough to tie it in the back. Center a ribbon over the child's foot before they put on shoes or slippers, and if you crisscross the ribbons a couple of times going up their leg that has the tights on it, it's going to look like a regular ballerina shoe, so that it makes it look fun. And if the child's hair is long enough to put it in a bun, add a ribbon or a flower, you can use a half mask and some lipstick or just makeup alone to complete the costume. For animal and critter costumes, you can start with a sweatshirt and sweatpants or tights in the color of the animal. You can add a tail that is a piece of rope or a stuffed knee sock. You can safety pin the tail to the waist of the sweatshirt or the pants. To make long ears, hound dog style, put a pair of tights on the child's head and cross the legs over to make ears, and you can stuff those parts that hang down slightly and safety pin them in place. Short ears can be made by hot gluing pieces of fake fur or felt to a headband. Slippers and mittens make nice paws. Add some makeup or grease paint to to make whiskers and animal facial features. You could also make a child a flower. To make a flower costume, use green tights and a sweatshirt in the flower color. Cut a circle from a piece of colored poster board and cut petal shapes around the outside of the circle. Then cut out a center hole for the child's head to fit easily through. You can hold it in place with a piece of elastic attached around the child's head or around to the back of their neck, or either underneath their shoulders or something, wherever it fits best. And then you can put some green felt leaves on the arms and legs of the body of the child's clothing. Then there's the butterfly, which is similar. You would use tights and a leotard that are black and make a set of wings from poster board, which has been colored or covered with pretty fabric. Use safety pins or elastic to attach them to the back of the leotard. And then you can make some antennas by using pom-poms on pipe cleaners attached to a headband. And this is one of my favorites, actually. A circus strong man or a muscle man. For this, you would use flesh-colored tights and a leotard. Stuff the tights and the leotard with fiberfill to make it look like muscles. And then you can wear bright-colored shorts and a tank top-style muscle shirt on top of them. Attach one inflated balloon to each end of a wooden stick to make it look like a barbell. And use eyebrow pencil to give that guy a good, classy mustache. And then there's the skeleton. Start with a black leotard and tights. And then take white fluorescent pieces of tape and attach them to the leotard and tight so that it looks like skeleton bones. And you can cover the child's face with white grease paint and use black grease paint or eyebrow pencil to make skull-like features on it. And, Dory, are you hanging in there? Dory.
Yes, but I was on mute. I was on mute over here. So, yeah, because,
okay.
You know, I never want the background noise to get in. So let's hear from our sponsors today. First, we'll hear from If Not You, Who?
Do you ever think, what if I could change the world? When you hear a baby laugh. Don't you wish you could keep this baby happy and make this world a better place, especially for children? With your help, it actually can happen. Join with us at ifnotyouwho.org and lend a hand so all children who enter kindergarten will know the skills, behavior, and attitudes ready to learn. This new, unique, and free website, ifnotyouwho.org, did the research to help any adult to make a difference. Just get involved with a child ages 3 to 5 for 5 to 15 minutes. We like fun and games and songs to help a child learn. You too? Join us and be a part of changing the world, one preschooler at a time, because if not you, who?
Every time I hear that baby laugh, it cracks me up. And our other sponsor today is Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, and she's a successful entrepreneur, transformational coach, empowerment specialist, speaker, keynote presenter. She's an author, an award-winning TV and vibrant radio personality, and she has over 20 years' experience helping others create the lives they envision, and it's exciting. She's got a retreat coming up the end of this month, October 25th to the 30th in Jamaica. The Ignite the New You in Paradise retreat. And you can visit her at DaphneClarkHudson.com and find out more about the Ignite the You New retreat. Again, it's coming up this month in October. There's still one or two spots left, I think. And you can find out more about that at Ignite the New You in Paradise retreat.com. So back to you, Kaz.
All right. Well, we're still talking about ways that you can make that sweatshirt and tights.
Yeah, if you could make it, if you could say it. There you go.
If I could say it, yeah. All those S's in there just got a little crazy. Okay, well, you can add a tunic, too. So if you've got the base, the tunic would do kind of like the tea thing, only no tea would be cut out of it. Just fold a piece of fabric in half and cut a hole in the middle to go over the child's head. And you could, if you started with green tights and a sweatshirt or leotard, you could add a green tunic, gather it at the waist with a belt, cut the bottom edge with into several points, and turn it into Robin Hood. You just need a Robin Hood hat, which probably is available where costumes are sold. And you could make a quiver with a cardboard tube and a bow with a stick and some string, or make some cardboard arrows for safety. The next one is one that we did that we had the best time with. It's a turtle. green sweatpants or whatever underneath, and a, you know, top. And then we made a sandwich board thing that went over his shoulders out of a green foam core. And we cut the board so that it was oval on both sides, and we added shoulder straps so that it was worn over his shoulders. And then we used grease paint for his face, and we sprayed his hair green with that kind of hair coloring that washes out easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do it just like that, but we went another step, and we covered that foam core with green vinyl, and we stuffed it with fiberfill. And our son wore it in a parade with the band where he was playing the trombone and marching all around the neighborhood. It was just hysterical. One of the cutest things ever. And then another one is a knight in shining armor, which would be a similar thing. Only your tunic might be a rich velour, velvet, or brocade, or something fancy. Or you could just cover the sandwich board with aluminum foil so that it looks like armor. Then you can make a sword and a shield. Those S's are getting to me.
I'm serious.
Or cardboard, and cover them with foil. You can decorate with felt markers and attach ribbon loops to the back of the shield so that the child's arm can slide through them. And you can fashion a helmet with cardboard and just cover that with aluminum foil. And instead of adding a tunic, you might want to add a cape. And that's kind of an easy thing to do. It can even be cut out of felt, so there's no sewing involved, really. Now, first one of that is a magician, of course. We always think of magicians with capes, although all of them don't wear them these days, but traditionally they do. And the traditional costume is the black cape and the top hat. So you can make a simple cape by cutting a semicircle from black fabric or felt and adding just a ribbon tie at the neckline, and that could even be safety pinned in place if you needed to. There are far more complicated patterns, but for one night, for a kid to play, you might want to keep it simple. An inexpensive magic hat can usually be found in the costume section of stores with Halloween products. And then you add a bow tie, star stickers, a magic wand, an eyebrow pencil to make a mustache and a goatee, and the kid is ready to perform. And another one would be a superhero. Again, we have talking tights and leotard or sweatpants, whatever, in various colors, can make you just about any superhero. Just add a cape. Make the superhero emblem on a piece of fabric using colored markers or paint and attach it to the leotard or cape with safety pins that can be easily removed. Use grease paint to cover the face or purchase a character mask. Then there's the robot or space creature, which is another one of our favorites. You can use a cardboard box for the body, and it can be worn over a gray sweatsuit. Make sure the box doesn't come down too far on the child's body, because that can make it difficult to move. And here's our story. One year, one of our kids was a robot, and we had an empty paint bucket covering his head with cutout areas so he could see, and the costume was a plastic waste paper basket, but it came down too far on his legs so that he couldn't move his legs and walk easily. So his dad wheeled him around the neighborhood on a dolly. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And he got so many comments from all the people along the way throughout the neighborhood. It was just it was a riot. You can either paint the box or cover it with aluminum foil. And a smaller box could even be used for the head if you don't happen to have a big bucket that's large enough that you can do that. Just make sure there's good visibility and air holes for breathing, and spray paint everything so that it's silver or covered with foil, perhaps. Then you can glue beads, buttons, and gadgets on the box to get the desired effect. The plastic hose that is used on a dryer can also be used to cover the arms for your robot. You can add antennas if you choose, or use those silver pantyhose eggs to add to the robot somewhere. We even installed battery-operated blinking Christmas lights on the front of ours. You can get as creative as you choose and let your child come up with ideas for outer space or robot-looking stuff to add to the costume. And then there's the appliance costume. And again, it's the sweatsuit underneath or whatever, and your box. And the kid's head sticks out of the top of the box, so you cut a hole there and cut a hole for arms and legs, and you just cut the bottom of the box off completely. It could be a washing machine with clothes hanging out of the front of the box. It could be a stove or an oven with disposable aluminum pans hot glued to the top of the box or taped in place. Maybe it'll be a television or a video game with pipe cleaner antennas on your kid's head and a controller in hand. The possibilities are endless. Just use paint to cover and decorate the box and make sure it's short enough to allow for easy walking. Then there's the ever-popular clown. And clowns have so many variations. You can use large pom-poms or oversized buttons on their clothes, make an enormous cardboard shoes, and use Velcro fasteners or any other means to hold the shoes around the child's ankles so that they just kind of flop on top of the child's regular shoes. Clown hats come in any shape or style. You can make a cone hat or use just about any kind of thing that looks funny. A long stocking cap or a stovepipe hat made from cardboard would work very well. Clown makeup and a sponge ball nose can finish off the costume. Faces can be happy or sad. You can use grease paint you purchase or make kitchen grease paint. There are recipes online that use simple kitchen ingredients. Now, you can also sew a costume. I don't know how many moms have time to sew these days. Probably not too many. But when our kids were young, I sewed a number of costumes for them. And the funny thing is that those have been passed on through the family, and several are still in use. Now, our grown children range from 28 to 41. So one of my favorites, though, was a Care Bear costume, which had 32 pattern pieces. Oh, my gosh, what a project. But it has been passed around the family and is still in use and is being used now by yet another generation of kids. And what fun is that? Even simple sewing can make capes or more complex tent costumes or easy things like wings, aprons, hats, or vests. For some items, felt can be used, and it might not need to be sewn at all, but fabric glue can be used for some of those. Then there are masks. Kids like to make masks, and there are many ways for children to make their own masks for Halloween. Some of the easiest use construction paper, paper bags, paper plates for the basic structure, and materials like these are full of possibilities because they don't have any agenda. They can become whatever a child can visualize or create. And, of course, a parent can help with younger children. But giving older kids more artistic rein is a good way to help them develop confidence in their creative abilities. Construction paper can be cut, pasted, rolled, curled, bent, folded, or taped together. It has all kinds of possibilities, as do paper bags and paper or disposable foam plates. With each of these, make sure there is plenty of visibility through the eye openings. Provide craft materials like pipe cleaners, buttons, ribbons, glitter for the brave parent only. Oh my gosh, we have had glitter everywhere in this house. Fabric trims, sequins, beads, paper doilies, craft sticks, yarn, aluminum pie pans, plastic eggs, and such can all be used for decorative purposes. Include tools like scissors for those old enough to use them safely, paintbrushes, markers, glue or paste, and similar items. Protect the area because spills can happen. Felt or foam can be used to make masks. Draw your design on a piece of paper first and then cut it out of felt or a foam sheet. Cut eye holes too. And decorate with pieces of felt or fabric trims. Glue trims in place as desired. Attach ribbons or a piece of elastic to hold it in place. These are very versatile materials, and they're great for kids because they don't need to be hemmed or sewn. You could even make a full head mask for a lion or a face mask for a superhero or a half mask for a dancer. Just be creative. And then there's face painting, which you can just make about anything you can think of with that, unless the child has an allergy to ingredients, and then you have to be more careful. Make sure you put a layer of cold cream on a child's face before using any grease paint or makeup or even regular cosmetic makeup. That helps to make it easy to remove. And use only non-toxic paints. Acrylic paints usually work pretty well. And there's also Kryolin clown makeup, which is grease paint. And if you're doing that and you're covering the face with white first, put a layer of white powder on before you add the colors. Mom's makeup can be used. And you can just enjoy all the time, spending that time together and enjoy the memories. And for more Halloween ideas and activities, you can check out my book, which is Family Friendly Halloween Fun. And it has more than 500 ideas for this season. And for all ages, there will be something fun. It's at www.everythingfamily.net/Halloween.htm is in Mary, and it's all lowercase. And Dory, our topic for next month is going to be Kids in the Kitchen Are Cooking Up a Storm.
Oh, fun. You know me. I was always a cooking mom. I love when kids cook with me. And my sister-in-law and I, you know, she always felt like, oh, it makes such a mess. And I'm like, yeah. And then they get to learn about a sponge and all the other cool things to clean up. So I always loved all of that. And I really enjoyed your show. You know, one of my favorite things, I actually, one year, my sons wanted to be Batman and Superman.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the store and I got adult, probably medium sweatshirt for each one of them. One in the Superman blue and then obviously black for Batman. I did the emblem in puff paint. You know, uh-huh. I just sketched it out in pencil and then just outlined the emblem in puff paint, attached a cape to it. And then I did it that way so they could wear their jackets. They could wear their winter coats because we are on the East Coast. And Halloween
You're not in
is
Phoenix,
usually
like
pretty
me?
Cold. No. So, but it was so fun because their winter coat, of course, gave them muscles and everything else. It kept them warm. And so, well, they used those sweatshirts for years in their dress-up play. I mean, for years and years and years. It was probably an adult small. But I got to the point that I actually had to cut the arms off and increase holes for their shoulders. And then I actually slit the bottoms because, you know, they were playing dress-up, you know, and superhero till they were probably 11 or 12 years old every once in a while. Everybody would come out. It was just in our costume box, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because this year, I don't know about you, we're actually going this weekend to Busch Gardens. I'm down here in Florida right now. And we're going for their Fright Weekends. And I asked my godson, I said, so what are you going to dress up as? He's like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I was like, oh, really? I said, I think I'm going to be a hippie zombie. Since zombies are the rage, but you know what? In my heart, I'm a hippie, and I think on Halloween, your true self should come out. So I'm going to go to the thrift store and find a funky dress that I don't mind tearing up,
you
know, because there's nothing I have, and I'm just going to let my hair be wild and do some funky makeup, and I'm going to be a zombie hippie in
a
the
zombie hippie.
Walking. Why not?
Why not? I think I was one of those original hippies at one time, at least for a short period of time. Why not?
Oh, God, I've always been a hippie. Well, you know what? Halloween, I'm one of three things. I'm either a hippie, a gypsy, or a witch, because I think your true personality should come out. And it just depends on the mood that I'm in, you know? So even though I've been living the life of a gypsy, I don't need to dress up like one for Halloween. So I may as well just be the, you know, hippie zombie this year. So I'm looking forward to next month's show. Tomorrow on the Mompreneur Model, Audrey Christie is coming, and she's going to be sharing her intuitive marketing genius program that she has, and just continuing to share her commitment to, you know, positivity, which is obviously what drew the two of us together to start to have her on the show. So looking forward to that. So Kaz, thank you for another fabulous show. We'll see you here next month. Everybody share the archive and enjoy your Halloween. And we'll see you tomorrow on the Mompreneur Model. Until then, this is Dori DiCarlo from everyone here at Word of Mom Radio saying thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.